ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. This hour, we're talking mixed martial arts. In case you didn't catch it, the man was correct. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title off for better than 32. No, make that 33 years. And straight up today, we're talking UFC 209, folks. And guess what? I'm going to try to put a positive spin on that one because, you remember, after UFC 208 a fortnight ago, Dana White said the best part of UFC 208 was the flight home on his private jet. That might have been because of the amenities he gets on that jet or the ride. But the bottom line is, I don't know. UFC 208 beat the snot out of UFC 209 as far as excitement was concerned. That's just the way I thought. But then again, $70 a pop. If you paid it, you were a sucker. I didn't. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. So Tyron Woodley, pretty well criticized. Stephen Thompson as well. These two guys looking at each other. It's like, How can I be less assertive or less? I mean, did either of these guys even know what assertiveness is or aggressiveness is? I mean, you put it on a piece of paper, could they spell it? Not from their performance last night. No way, no how. Talk about UFC 209 now in the rearview mirror. As far as we'll talk about the rest of the card, where it leads to. And of course, the rest of the UFC year, not looking all that good, folks. The UFC's in trouble. Why do I say that? I'll talk about that after the break. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk. Come to you live from the Sports Byline studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. And hey, live from the city by the bay, I am Pedro Fernandez. This is Ring Talk.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again. Over and over. Amanda Nunes.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Yeah, unless it was Amanda Nunes or Ronda Rousey. Of course, Ronda Rousey has a domestic violence strike against her. I think didn't she lump up a boyfriend and talk about it and brag about it? No. Hey, listen, if you're going to mess with me, if you have a girlfriend that's a mixed martial arts fighter, that's a combat sports athlete, you know what I'm saying, and you tick her off, you piss her off, you brought that stuff on yourself, babe. You shouldn't be dating girls that are tough if you can't fight yourself. Then, of course, if you get in a fight with a woman, like was it Ray Rhodes? Who was the guy that was with the football player? Of course, the guy he drilled his old lady in the elevator, and of course couldn't come back. Never played football. Was in blackballed since then. But the old lady hit him first. Now I'm not saying it's ever right to hit a woman, but you know some women are amazing. And speaking of amazing women, we'll get to her in just a little bit. I'll talk about Amanda Nunes, but Amanda Nunes is just a phenomenal fighter. Now to the phenomenal fight that wasn't. Tyrone Woodley, it was a majority decision. Of course, their last time was a majority decision as well, or a draw. But this time, there was nothing to write home about. There's no highlights in this fight. There's nothing I could say. There was no highlights I could drag up on the internet. I watched the fight. There was no highlights. Sorry. David Timur and Lando Navanada, they went to a decision as well. weren't too many highlights there. Dan Kelly and Rashad Evans. Rashad Evans lost a split decision. It was interesting because Rashad Evans, of course, a former world light heavyweight champion, dropping down to 185 pounds of middleweight, looking good physically, but looking much smaller than at 205, but just not being able to pull the trigger, which means his day in the sun may be over with. Can't pull the trigger? Time to go, baby. There was a woman's fight on the card. Cynthia Carvello was the winner. Alistair Overeem was probably the most impressive performer of the night, and he didn't get a bonus for this, but he knocked out Mark Hunt, the slow-and Samoan, the throw-and Samoan, call him what you want, but he knocked out Mark Hunt in the third round with a knee against the cage. Pretty good-looking knockout. I got to tell you this, Mark Hunt's tough, but he's 42 years old. Time for Mark Hunt to find a new career. A day job, baby. And guess what? If you made some money, you know, you fought Brock Lesnar, you fought some other guys, you fought guys down there, excuse me, in Australia, you know, and on New Zealand, so the UFC drew well down there. Hopefully they paid you handsomely, man, so you can retire now. You don't have to continue to fight. If Mark Hunt doesn't have any money left and he's living in Australia, what can I say? Poo-poo on the UFC one more time, and that class action suit may it go forward. Now, speaking of going forward, the UFC schedule. If I was to say ho-hum, that would probably be an overstatement as far as excitement was concerned, because I'll run this down to you. Okay, we'll go date by date. Now we got to get off the sport of UFC because there ain't much happening there, okay? But Belfort and Gastelum. Kelvin Gastelum. Talk about Vitor Belfort. Both these guys, has-beens, done. Vitor, of course, a phenom. Like, he was a phenom back around UFC 29, 30, 35. See, I mean, that's a long time ago. They're talking about UFC 209 now. Okay, 210. Okay, so Vitor was in his prime a long, long time. Of course, the guy that took his more than his share of Flintstone vitamins was able to take those testosterone replacement therapy. Of course, that meant, you know, if you don't produce enough testosterone because you use steroids, we'll give you a drug that will give you enough testosterone to where if you didn't take steroids, this is what your T-level would be like. No, no, no. Because guys found, like Dana White said, guys found ways to cheat in it. When you cheat and there's money involved, guys cheat. Vitor Belfort no longer getting the TRT replacement therapy. And guess what? He hasn't been winning since. Against Kelvin Gastelum, it's probably a toss-up here, although Vitor's a lot older. Gastelum, decent fighter. Gastelum's going to try to make his mark here. If Gastelum can't beat Vitor Belfort, time for Gastelum to retire. Of course, I thought Vitor should retire to Whitebeck. Speaking of guys that should retire, I saw him fight Dan Henderson in one of the most brutal fights I've ever seen in my life. In fact, I've never turned my face away from the cage, and I've been doing this for about 30-something years, more than 40 years as far as my watching combat sports are concerned. But when I watch Mauricio Shogun Rua and Dan Henderson go at it at the SEP Center, the SAP Center in San Jose, California, they call it the Shark Tank with the National Hockey League San Jose Sharks play, I got to tell you, it was brutal. It was just brutal. Henderson won the first three rounds, and Rua came back, and Rua pounded him so bad in that fourth and fifth round. He was just, I couldn't watch it. I had to turn my face away. Anyway, Rua's been up and down since then. And he goes, you know, I mean, Shogun, just the name, as far as Shogun's concerned, it emits electricity. It just does. But he's had 34 fights. He's 24-10, 19 knockouts, decent puncher. But guess what? Might be time for him to go, too. I mean, yeah, he's a native son of Brazil, and Brazilian fighters like to fight until the end and that kind of good stuff. But when you fight until the end, you end up punch drunk, and that's just not good. They call it another word now. But Mauricio Shogun Rua is going to take on Gian Vellante. Gian Vellante, what can I say about Gian? Not a whole lot. I mean, I look at his record here. He's, you know, he's 31 years old. He's come to us from, his Rick's name is Gianpero Vellante. Comes to us from Baltimore, New York, fighting out of Baltimore, New York. His record is 15-7. So you know, he's being probably brought in there to lose. When you look at these records, it's sort of like, it's not indicative of a guy with a bad record is going to lose. But when you look at the guys he's fought and the level in which the competition in which he's faced and the guys he's beaten, that's really important. The guys he's beaten, not really the guys he's lost to, but the guys he's beaten. And that guy hasn't beaten too many people. Edson Barbosa is on the card. We thought big things about Edson, but Edson never, he sort of fizzled, taking on Benel Darua. And some other fights on the card, Beth Gray and a woman's bantamweight bout 135. She can rock, taking on Marion Renee. Of course, anytime chicks fight on the card, it means excitement. Why? Because there's sex in the ring and there's good-looking women in the ring. These women can fight, and you know they bring it each time, no doubt about that. I mean, they just know. The entire sport rests on their shoulder. If you knew every time you walked into your office that the entire company and the entire company, every single employee was riding on your shoulders, you would feel a level of importance. I think that's the way that this person should feel, no doubt about that. Speaking of guys that feel important, Dana White. Of course, the president of the UFC thinking that Stephen Thompson, the Wonder Boy, won that fight last night with Tyrone Woodley to talk about the Saturday night main event at UFC 209. And you saw him, like, talking nice with Thompson after the fight, you know, in the ring before, in the octagon before the decision was announced. And it wasn't like Don King, my buddy Don King. I remember he came with Joe Frazier to the George Foreman fight in Jamaica. Was it in Kingston, Jamaica? Yeah, it was. He came with Joe Frazier, and Joe got knocked out in two rounds, and he left with George Foreman. No surprise there. I'll never forget what Don told me that time. He goes, Pedro, it was so depressing the way he lost. You want me to hang around with a loser the way he lost that night? I go, Don, you're being cold. He goes, no, I paid him $3 million. He made his money. You are tuning to Ring Talk live worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, talk about the upcoming UFC schedule. UFC 209, where did they go? Had 12 fights or 11 fights, only one submission. Last night's card wasn't all that much better. In fact, I think it was less as far as the quality was concerned. And you know, it just wasn't there, man. It just wasn't. And now you've got this card here with Vitor and Gastelum, and that's not getting my erection thing going. That's not working it either. I mean, I'm looking at the rest of the schedule. Nothing jumps out here. What's happening with the UFC? That's why they need GSP to come back so bad. Talk about George St. Pierre, of course, going to come back and take on the reigning world middleweight champion, Michael Bisping, who says he could beat him drunk. He said, gee, I could beat GSP. I could get drunk and beat GSP. You know what? He may be right, but he might be wrong. The reason why I say he may be right is that he's a natural 185-pounder, okay? GSP fought at 170. Of course, he had to cut weight to make 170, but I'm telling you, the size difference between 170 and 185 is humongous. It's just humongous. People don't realize. People say to me, you know, Pedro, I think you're overestimating this jump between weight classes. Yeah, well, guess what, pal? You try jumping between weight classes. You're talking to a guy that fought as light as 85 pounds and as heavy as 148 pounds, no heavier than that. And I'm telling you, all those different weight classes, they were there for a reason. Because I was fighting at welterweight, the guys were just way, way, way too big for me. I was an adult. I was fighting at my peak, right? I was winning Golden Glove championships, 140 pounds. When I went to 147, it just wasn't happening. It just wasn't happening. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines. You can join me to talk MMA for the next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Right hand is there for the Korean Zombie. Now Bermudez touches him.
And you can see that left hand of Zombie's a little low.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm going to like you. I'm going to hang you, but I'm going to like you.
Sherry, can you come out tonight? Oh, no.
Can you believe that guy is 83 years old? That's right, the great Frankie Valli, Hall of Famer on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Of course, that was from Santa Rosa, California, July 19th, 2016. I was with him the very next night in San Francisco, and, you know, I've seen Frankie a number of times, and I can't wait to see him again. What am I tell you? He's one of the godfathers of rock and roll, the great Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons. Now, let's talk mixed martial arts. Of course, I am inclined to tell you that the rest of the UFC schedule is absolutely horrid, because Daniel Cormier and Rumble Johnson are going to go again in a rematch. Why do we need to see that when the real light heavyweight champion is John Jones, but he won't be back until July because of that suspension? UFC on Fox, Demetrius Johnson is going to fight April the 15th. Is there anything here that I don't need Viagra for? You know what I'm saying? Cub Swanson and Artem Lobov, they're going to, you know, do their thing on Fox April the 22nd. But am I going to need Viagra for all this stuff? Am I need to get up for all? I mean, come on, man. Show me some fights that I don't need to get up for. I mean, I don't need to take Viagra to get up for. And they have the roster, don't they? Why aren't they making the fights? Of course, Khabib, whose last name we refused to even try, although Zach Attack has got it down. Khabib pulled out of that interim lightweight title fight. Of course, that was part of UFC 209 when he failed to make weight at 155, which probably means he needs to fight at 170. Or the UFC needs to go back to a weigh-in process where you weigh guys before they get into the ring or you get into the octagon. In other words, that's part of the system. In other words, a guy comes out, he gets on the scale, he weighs under 170 pounds with his trunks on, and he goes on into the ring, and guess what? That's what he's fighting at, okay? You don't weigh him in the day before, 28, 30 hours before, sometimes as much as 36 hours before. You don't weigh professional athletes in like that and then allow them to gain weight and water weight afterwards, because you know what? Some guys can do it like a science. I couldn't do it. I remember when I fought at welterweight, I weighed in at 141 and a half. Just couldn't put on the weight, okay? But the guy that I fought, Ernie Chavez, he weighed at 147. When we fought on a Thursday, we weighed in on a Sunday. We fought on a Thursday at the Showboat Hotel, the casino in Vegas. And guess what? He was 167 pounds. Damn, 167, damn. And I was out boxing him until he hit me. And that was another story for another day. Anyway, looking back at this UFC schedule, not a whole lot to be impressed by. Just not. Alex Gustafsson and Glover Teixeira, that's coming up May the 28th from Sweden. Of course, they're going back to the hometown of the Swedes. They're in Brazil for Jose Aldo, and that's going to be a good one. UFC 212, Jose Aldo and Max Holloway, both these guys are reigning 145-pound champions. Of course, that was the championship that originally Conor McGregor took away from Jose Aldo in like 12 seconds, less than a blink of an eye. And, of course, Jose Aldo came back and looked so magnificent, beating up Frankie Edgar and doing his thing. He looks like he's really the real deal again as far as his ability to make weight. Again, the way you fight has a whole lot to do with the way you make weight. You make weight in a crummy way, you make weight unhealthy, you cheat to make weight, guess what? You don't have the conditioning. You just don't have it sometimes. But Jose Aldo and Max Holloway, that's going to be the main event. And that's going to be a hell of a main event, UFC 212. But do you want to buy that? It's going to be in Brazil, so, you know, that's sort of cool down there. But again, do you want to buy it over here? Is it worth $70? I mean, they've got Claudia Godina, who's obviously a Brazilian fighter, taking on Carolina Kowalowicz. Anyway, Double K can fight a bit, and Claudia can fight a little bit. But outside of that, man, I mean, even if they put, like, the Four Beatles or the Beatles Live on the card or whatever, rock. And what I'm trying to say is, they put anybody on the undercard, would it really be worth $70? I'm asking that. Would it be worth $70? Probably not. So they're really going to have to stack this undercard. But they have the roster. They have the roster. But then again, they just cut a bunch of guys. You know, a lot of guys got cut from the UFC. Why? Budgets. Dana White maybe not having the impact that he once had. Of course, he's still the face. He's still the guy traveling around, going to all the events, making supposedly most of the decisions, or he's involved in a lot of the decisions. But he's not the owner anymore. He's just an employee, per se. Of course, he got 10% of that stock. And think about this. If the UFC sold for $4.2 billion, that means that Dana White's cut was $420 million. He had 10%. 420, that's a lot of coin, no doubt about that. Why Dana White is is still working. I guess he's under contract, but why he wants to, I have no idea. We're looking at the rest of the year. You don't see a whole lot. I mean, they're going to try to bring back Anderson Silva, trying to bring back GSP, of course, and Michael Bisping. They haven't got a date on that. They're looking at maybe UFC 213. Of course, that would be at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. But then you've got two guys that are not Americans fighting in the main event. GSP's from Canada. Bisping's from the UK. Is that going to make good for a big draw, an American draw there in the boxing capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada? I don't know. The T-Mobile Arena, we'll see what's happening. Now, let's go to Bellator. Bellator is rocking and rolling. Or are they rocking and rolling? Of course, their card's coming up March the 31st. Friday night, baby. Spike TV and it's fair. Rampage. Rampage. That's right. Rampage. Man, Rampage was a monster until he went off his meds and started driving around Los Angeles with that dragging that trailer. Remember, he had the big billboard that said Quentin Rampage Jackson, and the cops were chasing him like an O.J. Simpson chase with the cars and the sirens. And I go, pull over, pull over. He's, man, I ain't pulling over. I'm hot. I ain't pulling over. Anyway, he got out of that somehow. There was no criminal charges. I think he was like emotionally distraught. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Anyway, Rampage Johnson taking on King Mo for the second time. King Mo trying to do his, I don't know. Does King Mo really impress me? I just don't, I don't feel it when I watch King Mo. I really don't. I mean, King Mo Laiwal is his real name. He's 20-5, taking on Rampage Jackson, the former Pride champion. I think he was UFC champion for the blink of an eye, 37-11. He's so long in the tooth, man, that his teeth, they can't get a mouthpiece for him. His teeth are that long. He's got elephant teeth. He's got tusks. He has no teeth anymore. What I'm trying to tell you is, man, this guy's long, old. He needs to retire. They don't put the ages here on the website, but I'm looking at this guy, and I'm thinking he's got to be at least 36 years old now. And all the battles he's taken, who knows? King Mo, is he smaller than two physically, I believe. And I think Rampage Jack will have an advantage as far as the ground game is concerned. But King Mo is going to look to box. King Mo thought he was a professional boxer. Remember that one? King Mo thought he could box, and then he got knocked out. Yeah, well, you know, because when you box, you got to have a good chin, too. That was a problem with kickboxers back in the day, back in the 80s and 90s, the 70s as well. Here in the city, by the way, we had the world's oldest boxing gym, Newman's Boxing Gym in the Tenderloin, and we had a stable of kickboxers would come over, and we'd knock them out every time they came over. Every time. I'm serious. There'd be a team of them, and they'd show up, and we'd say, seven guys, figure six guys are getting drilled. And it's not like we went out there to knock guys out and sparring, okay? It's just that, you know, when guys make it too easy or they give you the open body shot, you just got to take it. You got to take that. If you can crack a guy to the liver good, and you can see our solar plexus, you just got to do it. If you want to, you don't have to throw it as hard as you want to or as hard as you can, per se, but you just got to do it. It's part of the game. Anyway, back to this Bellator schedule. Of course, that's March 31st. The following Friday night, April the 8th, of course, 9 p.m. on Spike TV, anywhere you go in the country, Eastern, Western, Pacific, any blah, blah, blah. A rematch of sorts. And I'm not really big on this rematch because I thought that Rafael Carvalho lost the very first time. He is the middleweight champion of Bellator. 13-1, 6'3", got a body like John Jones. I mean, lean, real lean, but 184 pounds, real lean. Got a decent stance as far as his height's concerned, but he can't box. He can't spell box. If you put the three letters on a piece of paper for him, whether it be in Portuguese, in his native Portuguese, or in English, he couldn't spell it. He's got the natural skills. He throws his jab out there and he drops it, man. I'd step in and I'd wait for him to throw that jab twice. He'd throw it the second time. I said, okay, let's see if he does it the third time. Did it the third time, man, he's into a pattern here. So I've got him throwing a pattern, throwing his jab and dropping his jab, right? So I'm going to wait for him to throw that jab, and I'm going to jump in with a counter left. Boom! He's done, lights out, right on the button, because my foot was on the outside of his foot. Anyway, Melvin Manhoff, not the greatest fighter in the history of the world, but he deserved to have that title win the first time around. He stands at 5'8". He's small. These guys weigh to 185. He's small. There's no doubt about it. He comes from the Netherlands, okay? He's 30-13 with a draw. He's really old as well. This was supposed to be a setup fight the first time around for Rafael Carvalho. And, of course, what did Scott Coker say on the show? I'm not so sure Carvalho won that fight. Yeah, well, he didn't win that fight. I mean, he just simply didn't win that fight. So they're going to do it again, and I'm hoping that the older man comes off and prevails. But in actuality, what happens a lot of times in rematches, being in boxing or mixed martial arts, is the first fight was a bit of a fluke. What I mean by a fluke is that the guy that was supposed to win won. Okay, then in the second fight, the guy that's supposed to win adjusts things and he wins pretty easily. That's just some way that just goes away when you have talent and youth on one side. You've got talent and youth on one side, no doubt about that. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. In my next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I'm going to bring you Eli Drake. He's the voice of TNA Wrestling, the new Rowdy Roddy Piper. In fact, I'll set it up with some Piper. I'll bring you some Eli Drake. Have some fun here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, that's 800-296-0906.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Pipe down, dummy. I'm talking now. Let me talk to you. James Storm handed the opportunity of a lifetime, and what did he do? He fumbled at the damn goal line. Dummy, yeah, and he lost my King of the Mountain title, but let's go ahead and call it what it is. It's the Eli Drake title, because who made that title important? Eli Drake.
Eli Drake.
Yeah.
I like that. That's cute.
I bet you do.
Eli Drake.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need a catchphrase. You know why? Because I'm the champ. And I dominate everybody here in Impact. And I can see that you're eyeing my titles here, and especially the one that you used to have. And also, one more thing. I heard what you were saying when you were bumping your gums a few weeks ago about me. I'm going to deal with that pretty soon also.
Yeah, well, I say a lot of things, and right now I'm going to say this. You made history. You're picking up all these titles, including that one right there that belongs to me. And guess what? I'm going to take that one from you. Yeah. Matter of fact, if I want, I might take that one from you. Yeah. And I think I just might take that one from you. Yeah. Now, all you got to do is follow me out to that ring. And all you got to do then is pull that trigger.
Look, as far as your challenge, I really don't have time for these little games, okay? So you're going to take a little back seat because I got bigger fish to fry. I'm making history tonight. So sit back, relax. You get your chance, kid.
All set to compete here on Impact on Top. And oh, as we usually do, looks like we're going to hear from Eli Drake.
Talk to me, Daddy.
If I seem just a little bit hot tonight, it's because I am. Rewind your mind. Just last week on the Live Impact, did you see Eli Drake? Yeah, neither did I. Then you go ahead and fast forward, and they do this whole little video retrospective of James Storm where he's crying and whining, oh, I tried so hard my whole life, and I haven't had a title in 5 years. Oh, my mama didn't love me. Ooh. And then he came out here, and he lost to Bobby Lashley when he should have been losing to Eli Drake in the rematch that I deserved. That brings me to tonight, because it wasn't too long ago, just a few minutes ago, that I saw Bobby Lashley back there, and I said, Bobbo, we got to talk about this King of the Mountain title, because the greatest King of the Mountain champion was looking him in the eye, and I could feel the shivers running down his spine. Meanwhile, he told me that he's got this big announcement, so he couldn't fight tonight. Well, Bobby, I want you to listen to me, because if you got an announcement, the only announcement should be, I, Bobby Lashley, ain't got enough tingle in my loins to face Eli Drake. And that's not an insult. That is just a fact of life.
Last week's match against Drew Galloway was a fight. It was one of the fights of my life. But I proved I deserve to be the challenger of Bound for Glory for the World Heavyweight Championship. Now, what happened between Drew and Aaron, I mean, it's unfortunate, but that is not my business. My business is the World Heavyweight title. And tonight, my eyes are focused on that main event.
Well, how about instead of focusing on those yahoos, you focus yourself on Eli Drake? And I tell you why, because look, I'm actually hoping, I'm pulling for you to win at Bound for Glory, because tonight, you got me. You got to stand across that ring and look into these eyes. And then what you got to do is you got to lay down and take that 1-2-3, which means then I become the automatic number one contender after you become that champion. So, all I can think of from there is, man, you got to cherish that moment, because there's one guy who's going to take it from you, and that's me, and that's not an insult. That is just a fact.
I think the fact is, you're probably going to get your ass kicked tonight.
You're gonna cut me off like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're going to kick my ass?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cut me off again. I will punch your ticket.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Eli Drake. I like him. I like him a lot. Of course, we'll hear maybe a clip from Roddy Piper a little bit later. Of course, nobody really outdoes Roddy Piper, but he is the Piper of 2017. No doubt about that. I think he's the best talker in the world of professional wrestling. Now, speaking of great talkers in the world of professional wrestling, Josh Barnett has been on the show in the past. In fact, he signed the Wall of Fame here at the Sports Byline Studios. He was a loser to Bobby Lashley in a TNA, taking it back in an Impact World Heavyweight title fight last week on Hop TV or something like that. I saw it on YouTube. But Josh Barnett looked rusty in some ways, looked good in some other ways. But the bottom line is Josh Barnett now going to concentrate fully, I believe, on professional wrestling. Seeing he got popped that third time with Flintstone vitamins, okay, performance-enhancing drugs, steroids. Speaking of the guys that don't need steroids, you look at them, man, they're both like 200 pounds, 210 pounds, maybe. Talk about the Hardy brothers. Of course, the Hardy brothers, the Hardy boys, call them what you want. But Matt and Jeff Hardy, Broken Matt Hardy, of course, the new gimmick. He's been running that out for about a year. It's the hottest gimmick, the hottest game going in professional wrestling right now. And the WWE wants him. But if he goes to the World of Wrestling Entertainment, he sells his name, he sells his gimmick, unless he comes up with a special deal. And I'm not thinking to Jeff that Vince McMahon wants to give these guys that type of special deal. I don't care how much he wants them, where they can keep their own name and do their own gimmick and do their own stuff on the internet. I just don't think that they're really going to want to do that. I mean, because they can sort of like do whatever they want. And the Hardys, look, if you travel around and the Hardys are making 5, 10, 15 grand a night here and there, that money adds up. Okay, some people say, well, it doesn't add up to the money you'll make in the world of wrestling entertainment. Sometimes, maybe not. Then again, times it will. Because then again, you're not on the road. You don't have to adhere to their schedule. You can call your own schedule. The Hardy Boys, the Hardy Brothers, they call their own schedule. They really do. Of course, they were in Mexico a few weeks ago, took the tag team titles at one of my favorite arenas, the Tijuana Auditorium, when Pedro did many a boxing card down there. Man, that was great memories. Anyway, of course, then they came back this past week. And as part of the TV taping, they took the Midwest titles, Midwest NWA titles from a couple of guys. So they're going all around the planet and taking tag team titles from people, and it's adding to a great story. It really is adding to a great story. And I think the Hardy Boys are the greatest story going right now in professional wrestling, outside of Adam Cole maybe and Kenny Omega. There's some good stories going, but right now the Hardys are hot. Their contract with TNA has expired, or Impact Wrestling has expired. Now we have Jeff Jarrett, the former man that started, the former co-founder of Impact Wrestling. Of course, him, and he's brought in the old guy, Dutch Mantel, his old booker, to try to put things back together. And I just don't know if you really want to go with old school trying to put this company back together. I think they need some new blood. I think Jeff Jarrett was smart to get back involved, but not to have total control. And this Dutch Mantel thing, I think it's all between him and Dutch. And if it's between him and Dutch, that doesn't leave too many other open minds. You need open eyes. You need new eyes. Listen, TNA is like a cold case. If you were a police officer or an investigator, it's like a cold case. It needs a set of new eyes. No doubt about that. Okay, the WWE, something I rarely talk about, but they are doing their thing on their WWE network today. Of course, haven't got the network for $10 a month, and I don't. And you don't want to steal it on the internet, and I don't. And you don't want to watch this, and I probably won't, because I'll be on the air at the time. But the bottom line is, the WWE has a show today on their network. It's a pretty good show. I mean, listen, anytime you look at Bill Goldberg, you've got some personality in there. You haven't got much talent, but you got personality, you got image. Of course, running up that record of, like, what was he, 297-0 or something like that. I don't know what the record was, but anyway. But fast forward to 2017, they're calling this WWE Fastlane 2017, and Goldberg's preparing to take on Kevin Owens. Now, Kevin Owens engaged Roman Reigns like 1,000 times. Not 1,000 times, but better than 25 times in 2016, and never was able to walk away with any type of victory, meaning the company, if they believe in this guy, they're not showing me they believe in him. Anyway, speaking of Roman Reigns, taking on Braun Strowman. Not a good match for Roman Reigns. If he's the future of the company, and you put him in there with this monster who's probably going to all but destroy him, it's just not good for the company. And guess what? I mean, it's not good for business. But Vince has been doing things that aren't good for business for a long time. They really are. I mean, no draws, no time limit draws, no time limits on the matches. You know, I mean, all that was intriguing. 2 minutes left. 2 minutes left. You knew what was happening. 2 minutes. These guys had to get on it, or they were going to a draw. Okay, so there was some intrigue involved, but they've taken all that away. They've really taken all that away. And, you know, and unfortunately, my man, and he ain't my man, but he's a man that runs pro wrestling or sports entertainment, or say Vince McMahon, has ruined this business to the point where I don't know if it can ever come back. I think that, you know, Ring of Honor and TNA, they've got a chance, and I think that What a Culture of pro wrestling over there in the UK, and New Japan Pro Wrestling over in Japan. I mean, these companies have got stars, they've got ability, they've got marketing, they seem to know what they're doing. So I give them really good shots of becoming successful promotions. But taken over the stage of WWE. They can if they got a decent television contract in every place in the United States and they were able to show those good matches on TV. If they showed that quality on TV, people would say, why am I watching WWE? And they won't. Anyway, back to Roman Reigns, Double R. Man, I can't imagine this guy coming off with this Braun Strowman thing with anything other than getting lumped up because, I mean, as far as the script goes, because, you know, Braun Strowman defeated the Big Show and the Big Show put Braun Strowman over. He put him over. When the Big Show puts him over, that means they're going to look to do big things with Braun Strowman. That's why I can't see Roman Reigns coming out on top here. Anyway, the Raw Women's Championship's on the line. Bayley's going to take on Charlotte Flair. Of course, Charlotte Flair being the daughter of Ric Flair, of course, woo! Big time Ric Flair, still trying to wrestle, still trying to, 65 years old. I think the WWE has don't let him wrestle anymore. I mean, they took away his ticket, but I think he's still trying to do things like show up at public appearances and, you know, take a bump here and there. And man, 65 years old, you got to realize this, man. The guy had a broken back. They broke his back in two different spots. So when you broke his back in two spots in that plane crash back in 1975, was it 75? I think 75 or 85. You know, he was never thought to ever come back again. Never, ever, ever thought to come back again. And then he came back, of course, became the greatest wrestler in the history of wrestling, at least in my mind, of course, 18, 28, 38, 58. How many times he won that NWA title? Doesn't matter. Ric Flair. Longevity is what he's all about. And guess what? He still performs, but not at the level I want him to. So step out of the ring. So the Raw Women's title is on the line. Sami Zayn is going to take on Samoa Joe. Now, Samoa Joe is probably the most believable character in professional sports entertainment. And when I say sports entertainment, I'm talking about the world wrestling entertainment people. I'm not talking about the New Japan Pro Wrestling, Ring of Honor, TNA, What a Culture, Pro Wrestling, that kind of stuff. I'm talking about TNA. Samoa Joe's really the only believable guy in WWE right now, outside of maybe Braun Strowman. But Braun Strowman is believable because he's so big. So what I'm trying to tell you is they need believable big guys. They don't have believable guys, guys that will go out there and destroy guys. And, you know, you got to have believability in heels. You don't have it in the world of wrestling entertainment. Therefore, it's never going to get over. In Kevin Owens versus Goldberg today, for the Universal Championship, you know how up I am about that? I'm not. I couldn't take 1,000 milligrams of Viagra and get up for watching a Goldberg match unless it was against Brock Lesnar because you never know what's going to happen as far as the screenwriting is concerned. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I hope you can join me on Ring Talk Live Worldwide every Saturday and Sunday right here on Sports Byline. And don't forget, Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific time, I do no holds barred. That's why I did that Eli Drake type of thing there. That's right. Eli Drake, the face of TNA Pro Wrestling, the new Roddy Piper. The reason why I did that is I'm doing a wrestling show at 5 p.m. Pacific time, no holds barred, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every Sunday. You are tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You're talking about a man that is so proud from being Iran. I saw him walking down the beach with his girlfriend. The only difference between him and his girlfriend was 10 pounds and a bikini, and the sheik had the bikini on, and she had the 10 pounds. And no $100 bill on the forehead. You're talking about a guy with a mug like a bulldog who has the audacity to get on TV with this humongous, ugly, nasty face and tell the cameraman to zoom it! Are you kidding me? Go away, go away, go away! I wouldn't want to show that! And then I think to myself, Buffalo! I think, well, first of all, who the hell would want to fight there? And if you did have to fight there, you'd have to fight the Iron Sheik. Maybe they're trying to get rid of both of us. I don't think they like me in Buffalo. I think they don't give a damn about me in Buffalo. I think they don't give a damn about him in Buffalo. And I think to myself, well, why did they make this? Because they got two crazy people, you see. Two crazy people that don't care. Two crazy people that when they get in there, they ain't going in there to win or to lose. This is a matter of who's the best. Obviously, the Sheik and I have beat everybody. The first time we have come together. The only difference between us is ugly. That's the only difference. You know what you're talking about. You're talking about a couple of studs. What you're talking about here is you're talking about a couple people that never been rode. You see, what you're talking about here is someone's going to get hurt because I ain't just going to use my fist. I'm going to use chairs. I'm going to use buffaloes. I might grab the kid. I might beat him to death with my canary. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know one thing for sure. I ain't dating none of his broads.
Coming up next, we'll replay hour number one. Of course, my unplugged interview with Sugar Ray Leonard. Back in the day, we were training, of course, in West Palm Beach, Florida. Straight up, great interview, great show. I thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do...